الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا إنه هو السميع البصير صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, and of course our mothers and sisters listening over the receiver, it is only the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, only His love for us, Allah's genuine sincere love for us, that Allah has blessed us with iman, and Allah has gathered us here tonight to listen to a talk on His deen. As we entered the masjid tonight, it gave us a sense, a feeling of Ramadan, as though Ramadan had just almost begun. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us true iman, a strong iman. May Allah make us live our lives in this world with iman and die with iman. May Allah enable us to build that friendship with Him and make it a true, genuine, sincere, strong friendship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to become more loyal in our servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah loves us. Some ulama have written, on the night of Miraj, amongst the things that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as gifts, and a conversation had taken place between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His beloved Habibullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَأُوحَى إِلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ مَا أُوحَىٰ. Allah inspired him, Allah spoke to him, whatever Allah wished to. But some ulama have written that in the conversation, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whilst enjoying that momentous occasion and that close proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and can we imagine it was such an occasion, that he was invited and taken in the most beautiful way, with great dignity, honor, respect, reverence, and taken to such a position, such a station, such an area, where no other person, not even an angel, could go beyond that point. It was a time exclusive for the lover and his beloved. But even on that particular occasion, our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who never forgot his ummah, The other night, we discussed about suspicion, harboring suspicious thoughts about our Muslim brother or sister. And this is a malady of our society. Instead of having good thoughts of people, we make up our own conclusions very, very quickly. Our own assumptions, conclusions. And because we saw A standing with B, then we make our own results. And then we spread rumors. So whilst discussing about suspicion, I mentioned an incident where Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, the beloved wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she says, one night I came home and I was going to sleep. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then comes into the home and he removes his shoes. فَخَلَعَنَ عَلَيْهِ And then he removed a shawl that was on his shoulders. And he used that shawl to cover himself at night. There were no extra blankets and bedding that Rasulullah ﷺ had. Brothers, if we only look at the seerah of Rasulullah ﷺ and read the life, the simple life of Rasulullah ﷺ, wallah, we will shed tears. We would shed tears. When he was given a chance, I'm going to digress, when he was given the opportunity or the option of choosing of being either a Nabi who was a king, Nabiyun Malik or Nabiyun Abd. Do you wish to be a Nabi who will be a king as well like Sulaiman and Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam and have the rulership and kingdomship of the entire universe, or do you wish to be a Nabi who is an Abd? A servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabiya Kareem chose to be a Nabi who is a abd. Humility. So she says that he comes into the home and then Rasulullah goes to sleep. But after a little while, she sees him getting up gently, very quietly, very secretly. The word in the hadith is mentioned, ruwaydan. Very quietly, gently, not making any noise, not to disturb any person. And then he puts on his shoes. He opens the door very gently. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha immediately thought that my beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is now deciding to go to another wife's house and spend the night there. Whereas it is Laylati, my night with my beloved husband. And this is not fair. So with one eye open, she is observing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who then exits the home, and then she wakes up, she puts on her shoes, she comes out of the house, she traces the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And now she is thinking that he is perhaps going to one of the other wives' homes. And he is going to spend my night with another wife. This was the suspicion that she had. And perhaps anyone would have had that suspicion. But then she sees that she observed Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam going towards Jannatul Baqi. Then from a distance, she watches. فَرَفَعَ يَدَيْهِ ثَلَاثًا Three times, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raised his hands. And he makes some dua. Three times. And then suddenly he is turning around. And the moment she sees him turning around, she runs quickly back home. She did not want Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to see her. And she goes back pretending that she's fast asleep. Rasulullah s.a.w. comes home. He goes close to her. And then he tells, Oh Aisha. In fact, the hadith is, Ya Aishu. And I mentioned, out of love and muhabbat, it is permissible to call your wife in that abbreviated form. Instead of Ya Aisha, Ya Aishu. With love and muhabbat. He did not reprimand her. He says, It seemed as though you are breathing very heavily. What's the matter? Now she looks at Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She's caught. He says, tell me now, or else al-latiful khabir will inform me. You inform me quickly, otherwise Allah will inform me. So she says, I suspected that you must have gone to another wife's house. And then he strikes her on her chest. He says, oh Aisha. Do you think Allah and His Rasul will oppress you in any way? They will be unjust to you? They will not give you your right? This is not so. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came to me and he indicated to me that I should come on one side. And therefore, I went to one corner of the room. And then he instructed me that Allah has given this command that you should go to Jannatul Baqi and make dua for the inmates of Baqi. I did not want to disturb your sleep. And therefore I went. Throughout the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, dua for his ummah, dua for his ummah, dua for his ummah. Who is his ummah? You and I. You and I who have assembled here tonight, perhaps thinking that tonight is an auspicious night. Brothers, I would like to make it very clear, and Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah, on every occasion of Rajab 27, Rajab especially, he would be very explicit. And this is the truth. That Mi'raj night that took place, yes, that was an auspicious occasion. It was a miraculous occasion. Undoubtedly, the most beautiful things had transpired that night. But there's no extra ibadah to make tonight. There's no fasting tomorrow. Except if a person is keeping on Monday and Thursday. Nonetheless, since we have gathered here, we use these occasions to first of all connect ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so that all of us may be reminded of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so that we may reflect over who our Allah is. And how generous our Allah is. And how merciful our Allah is. And how kind our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is. We tend to forget, and we forget very quickly. Unfortunately, because we are caught up, we are consumed with the ephemeral things of this world, that we just forget, we become oblivious of who we are. Why we are in this world. We have forgotten our status, our position in the eyes of Allah. Really, we have forgotten that we are the beloved ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have completely forgotten this. If we had that certitude, that conviction, that yaqeen, that I am the ummati of my beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was the final Nabi of Allah, the most beloved of Allah, on that night of Mi'raj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya Habibi, udnu minni, Ya Habibi, udnu minni, O my beloved, come close to me, come closer to me, come closer to me. Confer the title of Habib, Habibullah. We are so proud to cry, shout out and say Habibullah. And most definitely, we should be proud of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But respected brothers and elders and our mothers, what are we doing to his sunnahs if we are not trampling over them? Are we not guilty of totally ignoring his beautiful sunnahs? His beautiful way of life. His beautiful teachings when it comes to eating, drinking, walking, etiquettes, akhlaq, mannerisms, dealing, social conduct, behavior in public, in privacy. Have we forgotten? On that momentous occasion, he did not forget us. He never forgot his ummah. If he could have such kindness towards his ardent enemies, those who would curse him, those who would hurl stones at him, those who would put thorns on his pathway, he still had time for them. On the night of Mi'raj, ulama say, some have mentioned, that Rasulullah said, O my Allah, you have destroyed many nations of the past. إِنَّكَ عَذَّبْتَ الْأُمَمْ. Many nations, and Allah mentions in the Quran, different nations of the past, how Allah destroyed them. Some, you had disfigured them. كُنُوا قِرَدَةً خَاسِئِينَ. Become apes, become swines. Some were disfigured. Others was sunk into the earth. Some were toppled and they were, and stones were thrown upon them. Oh my beloved Allah, how are you going to deal with my ummah? That was his worry. That was his concern. What is going to happen to my ummah? So ulama have mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Unzilu alayhim rahmati. I will shower my mercy upon your ummah. I will shower my mercy upon your ummah. Just one simple example. Inshallah, a gathering of this nature in which we are discussing Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are talking about aspects of deen, iman, sunnah, turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making tawbah, making istighfar, connecting ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Cleansing our hearts, purifying our hearts. We are talking deen. We are making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the end of such a gathering, an angel announces, قُومُ مَغْفُورًا لَكُمْ, that rise in the condition that all your sins have been forgiven. And then, your sayyi'at, your evil deeds, have now been converted into good deeds with the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine, we have come with a baggage of bad deeds. And when we leave this gathering, then we are returning home with the baggage, with bags of good deeds. Is this not the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon this ummah? Man da'ani, whoever calls me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I will say labbaik to him. وَمَنْ سَأَلَنِي أَعْطَيْتُهُ, and from your ummah, whoever begs of me, he asks me for forgiveness, or he asks me for anything, then I will grant it to him. وَمَنْ تَوَكَّلَ عَلَيَّ, and whoever has trust in me, I will suffice him. And then Allah goes on further, and Allah says, فِي الدُّنْيَا أَسْتُرُ عَلَى الْعُصَاتِ, in the dunya, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sinners of your ummah, the sinners of your ummah, I will conceal the sins. I will not expose them. I will not humiliate and embarrass them. The man is committing a sin, and I will not reveal his sin to even his family members. Asturu alayhim. Allah is sattar al-uyub. And he says, وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ, and in the hereafter, أُشَفِّعُكَ فِيهِمْ, I will give you the chance and the opportunity of interceding on their behalf. You will make shafa'at on their behalf. Now tonight I do not wish to go and discuss the entire episode of Mi'raj we have heard our entire lives. And I can very vividly, very clearly recall it's exactly 1 year since I gave the last Mi'raj talk. Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullahi had just gone for Umrah. Exactly 1 year ago we gave this Mi'raj talk, and Alhamdulillah we had discussed the entire Mi'raj incident, the entire journey from the beginning, from the time Rasulullah left from Umm Hani's house and how the roof split and how he was taken to the Hatim and he was slept there, then he was awoken by the angels and then they cut open his chest and they washed his chest and they removed a clot. And there was Hazdu Shaitan. And that is a portion, a lot of shaitan, which is in the heart of every person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very clearly illustrates to us that this had been removed completely from the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his heart was purified with zamzam water. And of course, so many other things had transpired. He's going, being mounted on Burraq, and how Burraq had reacted. And how Rasulullah was taken to Baytul Maqdis. And of course, the importance of Baytul Maqdis in Palestine. And how he led the other Anbiya alayhimu salatu salam in salat. He was the Imamul Anbiya. And the khutbahs each one delivered in the sermon, and how they praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala each one. And the manner in which they met with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All these things we had discussed and they are mentioned in the seerah books and we have heard many times. But I want to concentrate on just a few aspects. And that is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was being prepared. In some riwayat it has been mentioned that his heart was filled with iman and hikmah, wisdom. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's heart was overwhelmed with iman and hikmah already. He had perfect and complete iman and hikmah. But Allah still on this occasion of Mi'raj, Allah makes the angels fill more iman and more hikmah to fortify Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because this is going to be a very special occasion in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you would recall that prior to the Mi'raj, the humiliation that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam suffered at the hands of his enemies in Taif, when he was chased out of the town, after he went to give them dawah towards Islam, he had hopes that perhaps the people of Taif will accept Islam. And the manner in which they treated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the very macabre way, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa feet were bleeding profusely. He fell unconscious. And then the dua that he made to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there again, even in that condition, there too he did not curse the people of Taif. When the angels say, I will shut them between the two mountains and I will trap them and I will destroy them, then too he said, no. If they did not accept iman, perhaps somebody from their progeny will accept iman. And after all this humiliation and all this torture and suffering, now Allah wishes to show him that honor and dignity and to show his ummah that who your Nabi is. And this occasion of Mi'raj did not take place at the end of Rasulullah's life, just before he passed on. This Mi'raj took place even before he could make hijrah to Madinah Munawwara. So he was being spiritually prepared, because he is going to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the gift of salah was given to him. The gift of salah was given to him. And we know the entire incident. 50 salah was first given. And then he came down. And then Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and then asked him, what are you taking down for your ummah? He says 50 salah. And Musa alayhi salam said, no, they will never manage. And this Musa alayhi salam sent him back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A few times it happened. Until finally Allah said 5 salah. But they will get the thawab of 50 salah. Just 5 salah. And we are getting the sawab of 50 salah. If we are given the task of 50 salah, then we would be sitting in the masjid the entire day. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so kind, He knows we've got families, we've got businesses, we've got occupations, we've got other things to and other commitments. But this 5 salah were ordained. This injunction of salah was given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the heavens. All other ahkamat, all other laws were given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whilst he was on earth. But salat was given to him in the heavens. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as I mentioned, even Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam could not go beyond that point. And of course he was shown Sariful Aqlam, where the scribe, he could hear the pens, the scratching of the pens of those angels were the scribes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who were writing out the taqdeer or whatever Allah had commanded them to write out. And he was taken to Jannat and Jahannam. And we had discussed also last year, and as is mentioned that we have heard and read in the books also, the things that Rasulullah saw in Jahannam. And the different types of punishment that was meted out to various types of people who violated the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, salah again. Those whose heads become tired and lazy and heavy at the time of salah, and they don't have any genuine cause, they don't have any shar'i reason, but they opt to become lazy and they discard the salat, or they delay the salat, they are negligent with regard to performing of the salat, then their heads were being smashed with boulders. And each time, after this head was shattered into smitherings, and it came back to its original form, this punishment was repeated. Now this is no light punishment. As I mentioned, this divine law of salat was given to Rasulullah ﷺ in the heavens. As-salatu imaduddin, it is the pillar of deen. It is like kar-ra'si fil jasad, like the head, as part of a human body. Without a head, there is no human being. There are so many virtues of salat, blessings of salat. Person who raises 5 times salat, and all the sins of his body, they fall off. They are washed away. He is purifying himself, he is cleansing himself. Like how a person bathes in a river 5 times a day. How clean and pure he will become. But one is the external actions of salah that we are performing. And of course we have to ensure that our ruku is correct, our qiyam is correct, our sajda is correct, our tashahud is correct. How often a person performed his salat in a very haphazard manner. He's hardly stood up from his ruku. He hasn't made the qoma properly. And he goes into, dashing into his sajda. Hardly even touched the ground. Woken up for a quick jalsa and back again. Why are we rushing on salat? Allah takes that salat and Allah throws it on a person's face. Like a dirty rag that is not, like a dirty rag that is unwanted and thrown back at the person. Allah is not in need of our ibadat. The khushu and khudu, the devotion, the concentration in his salat. When are we going to practice and when are we going to perfect our salat? Most of us are guilty. We will remember Allah and Allahu Akbar, Takbir, and after that, totally in a dream world. And just before the imam can make salam, then thus we come back to realization that we are in salat. What type of salat is this? Where is that quality of ihsan, an ta'bud Allah ka'annaka tarah, fa'in lam takun tarah, fa'innahu yarak, that you should be making your ibadat as though ka'annaka tarah, that you are watching Allah. This is the consciousness you're supposed to have of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's presence. A person in sajda, that's the most closest he is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in that posture. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was taken for mi'raj. What an honor. But Allah has not deprived us. Allah has not deprived us. We are making salat, we are making sajda. We are placing our foreheads on the ground before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah becomes so happy. Therefore, as I mentioned, there's no auspiciousness of this night. But make a firm resolution that from now onwards, I am going to perfect my salat. Too many years of my life I have wasted. Too many years of my life I have just wasted. And especially in this country, we have got no excuse because there is no shortage of ulama-i-kiram. There's no shortage of literature. There are books upon books that are published almost every second day on salat. There are articles and magazines, and we have the internet and access to websites on salat and everything. We've got no excuse. My respected brothers and elders, Allah had commenced the verse on Isra and Mi'raj with Subhanalladhi. Subhanallah. Allah is free from all types of defects, from any type of blemish, any shortcoming, any deficiency, any fault, any flaw. Allah is pure. Allah is supreme. Allah has no ailments. Allah has no sicknesses. Allah is spark. Those people who, even in this age and era, with all the other things that we believe and have such conviction and certitude in, with scientific theories, and we believe so wholeheartedly and we accept those theories, but still we are skeptical with regards to the night, to the occasion of Mi'raj, that Rasulullah was taken with his ruh and his jasad, his body. It was a physical journey that Rasulullah experienced. It was not a dream. With his jasad and ruh he was taken. And it happened so quickly. Our minds may not be able to comprehend that in such a short space of time, how can a person go to Baytul Maqdis and from there to the seven heavens and go into the court of Allah and then return all that in such a quick short space of time in a few minutes? How is that possible? Simple understanding. Simple explanation. Allah is the creator of time. And Allah is the controller of time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not have to surrender to time. Time surrenders to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Time is the makhluq. It is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah has full control over time. And Allah has taken an oath on time. Allah has said in one hadith, لا تسبوا الدهر. Don't swear time or the passage of time. أنا الدهر. I am the controller, I am the creator of time. So if Allah wished to make it possible, and Allah did so, for you and I, we have to accept wholeheartedly. And not base our rejection of these things or accepting these things that have taken place merely on our analogy and our reasoning. Otherwise, we will be misled. We will deviate from Sirat al-Mustaqim. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, Subhanalladhi. That Allah is free from any type of defect, shortcoming. You and I are weak. We cannot control time. We cannot manage so many things in a short period of time. Allah can do as He wishes. And Allah has done it. So Allah is free from the weaknesses that we may think. الَّذِي أَسْرَى بِعَبْدِهِ Who took on this journey. Who? His servant, Abd. One alim had written, in Urdu we say, a person is a mulazim, he's a nokar. He's a worker, he's a laborer. He's an employee of some person. So, his nokri, as we say, his mulazamat, his duty is for a specified task and a specified period. He works at a certain place from 8 to 4. And after that, in the night, he's not a knocker, he's not mulazim of any person, he's not a laborer or worker of any person. But for that period of time, he's a worker for a certain person, for his boss. And sometimes a person is given a specific task, that you're the cashier, or you're the manager, or this is your job. No other duties. We go one beyond that. And Urdu, we say ghulam, which means a slave. A slave, he does not have a specified duty as such, nor does he have a specified time work or work time. He's a slave of his master. At any time, he has to be ready for any task. He's a ghulam. And you see, there's one stage beyond ghulam, and that is banda. abd, where he, a person is not a slave of a master, but he is a servant of Allah, where he obeys Allah at any time, at any injunction Allah, any command of Allah at any time and whatever the injunction is, and he worships Allah as well. A slave does not worship his master. Yes, he has to carry out the injunctions and the commands of his master. He does not worship his master. But you and I are the true slaves, the true servants, true bondsmen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we carry out his injunctions. This word abd has come from the Arabic word mu'abbad, tariqun mu'abbad, which simply means that road which upon which people traverse, they trample upon it, and it becomes smooth and level. It becomes submissive. An abd is a person who is submissive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One slave, he was purchased by some person, a master. He said, what's your name? What name should I give you? What name would you like? He says, ghulam ka kya naam hota hai? Malik jo naam de, malik jo naam rakhta hai, wahi uska naam hota hai. Whatever the master, whatever name you give me, that's the name I take. What right do I have? He said, okay, what clothes you like to have? Ghulam ka kya? Kapra. Whatever Malik gives, whatever kapra Malik gives, that's, he's happy, he's content with that. Okay, what food you want? He says, jo aap khilayenge, main khaunga. Whatever you're gonna feed me, that's what I will eat. I'm your slave. And that is it. The lesson for tonight, as I said, we're not going to go through the entire journey. You can read it up in the seerah books. We have to become genuine abds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Genuine servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not only in the month of Rajab, Shaban and Ramadan. For our entire lives, we are going to be the true servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, we will make mistakes. We will make sin. We will commit wrongs. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so forgiving. Allah forgives. In the night of Mi'raj, salat was given. And the last two verses of Surah Baqarah, رَبَّنَا لَا تُوَاخِذْنَا إِنَّ سِنَا till the end, where a dua is given. وَعْفُ عَنَّا وَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَرْحَمْنَا. Allah, forgive us. Wipe out, obliterate our sins. Have mercy upon us. This is dua that Allah has given the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already answered this dua. And then the third gift, that whosoever from your ummah who does not commit shirk, he does not associate parties with me, then I am prepared to forgive all his sins. Every single sin of his, I am prepared to forgive and I will give him paradise. When we said Subhanalladhi Asra, of course I'm not going to go to tafsir, we will just terminate very shortly inshallah. Let us inculcate the habit of dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Recitation of Tasbihat, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim. This is a very powerful dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the last hadith of Bukhari Sharif which we have heard also. It appears in the last hadith of Bukhari. Of course, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim is mentioned in many other riwayat as well. But in the last hadith of Bukhari Sharif, Kalimatani Habibatani ila Rahman, Rasulullah says that there are two words which are so beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they are so light on the tongues. خَفِفَتَانِ عَلَى اللِّسَانِ. Yet they are heavy on the scales. When our amal will be weighed, then these words are very, very heavy. In other words, they will make our good deeds heavier. سُبْحَانَ wa bihamdihi, سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ الْعَظِيمِ. Get into the habit of reciting this tasbih. Or the third kalima, سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ وَلَا إِلَهِ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ. Coincidentally, the night of Mi'raj, when Rasulullah met Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam in the seventh heaven, And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was reclining against Baytul Ma'mur, which is Dar Kaaba, around which 70,000 angels make tawaf off every single day. And once they make tawaf, once they are never given a chance again. From this ulama say, we can understand the army of Allah. The number of angels Allah has created. And this Baytul Ma'mur is directly above the Baytullah, the Kaaba. Ibrahim alayhi salam is reclining and Rasulullah met him. But amongst the things Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, convey my salam to your ummah. Ibrahim alayhi salam is conveying his salam to you and I. And then he tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, imagine, that must have been, we know it's such an important occasion. Now if you're going to give a message, a short message to somebody, and he's not going to be very long with you, then you are going to give him the most important message that you can give. And what is the message? And we'll terminate with this. I have had so many other things that are coming now to mind, but we're going to stop. And we're going to stop with this message of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And I trust inshallah we will listen, or we will read of the seerah books and the Miraj if somebody wants to know more. But the object of Miraj is not just a historical event that we talk about the Miraj from the beginning to the end and we just pacify our souls, mashallah, we've learned something. It's a lesson that we have to derive. A lesson that we must bring into our lives and how we can now become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How we can purify ourselves. And how we can gain this closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the thing that we have been talking about, making this mujahada of the nafs. And fighting our nafs. And fighting shaitan. Subduing our nafs. It's an ongoing battle right till we leave this world. It's not one day we'll make some mujahada. It's an ongoing battle. It's a wrestling match. And we cannot give up. Because we have Allah behind us. We have Allah with us. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, that inform your ummah that Jannat is tibatu turba. The soil is pure. The soil of paradise is pure. Azbatul ma. Water is absolutely sweet. But at the moment it is qi'an. It is a barren land. There's no trees, there's no plants on it. But the plants and trees that will grow on this pure soil with this very sweet water and of course bring of beautiful fruit, that is Subhanallah walhamdulillahi wa la ilaha illallah wallahu akbar. The recitation of the third kalima. In one riwayat in Muslim Sharif, it is mentioned whoever reads 100 times this third kalima, 100 times, then he gets 1,000 good deeds. And 1,000 sins of his is forgiven. So let us engage in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Glorify, praise of Allah. Praise of Allah. Somebody said so beautiful, so beautifully. Wo gul gul nahi, wo gul gul nahi, jisme bu nahi. We cannot call a rose that has no fragrance in it. The moment you get a rose, what will you do? You want to smell the fragrance of the rose. No fragrance, you ask, is this a rose? Is it genuine or artificial? Wo gul gul nahi, jisme bu nahi. Where there is no fragrance, there is no aroma. Wo dil dil nahi, jisme tu nahi. Wo dil dil nahi, jisme tu nahi. That heart cannot be called a heart when, wallah, you are not in that heart. Allah has mentioned in the Hadith of Qudsi, Ibn Adam utlubni tajidni. O man, search for me, search for me. You will find me. فَإِنْ وَجَدْتَنِي وَجَدْتَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. If you find me, you have found everything. You will get that peace, serenity, calmness, no depression, no worries, no pareshani. You won't have to take those sleeping tablets. No anxiety. May May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. Allah said, Utlubni tajidni fa in wajadtani wajadta kulli shay. If you search for me, you've got me, you've got everything. But if you miss me, you have missed everything. You have missed Allah, you have missed everything. Allah is in the Quran. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Write al Qul A'udhu bi Rabbil Nas. Miraj wal ya subhanalladhi asra bi 'abdihi. Praises of Allah, praises of Rasulullah, praises of Masjid al-Aqsa, praises of heavens and the maqam of Sidratul Muntaha. My respected brothers and elders and mothers, let us make up our mind before maut comes to us. وَإِذَا حَمَلْتَ جَنَازَةً When you carry a janaza, فَعَلَمْ أَنَّ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ تُحْمَلُ That one day you will also be carried. Your janaza will be carried. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا رحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حنان ويا منان اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت Oh my most beloved Allah We want to change our lives my Allah Oh my Allah we want to become close to you my Allah Oh my Allah we are trying Ya Allah we are trying But we are failing miserably my Allah Ya Allah we want to become true slaves True servants of you my Allah Ya Allah grant us your ishq and muhabbat And the ishq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Oh my Allah, this heart of ours, my Allah, it has become clogged with all evil and vice and filth, my Allah. Ya Allah, cleanse and purify our hearts. Ya Allah, humari dilo ko musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Ya Allah, cleanse and purify our hearts, my Allah. Oh my Allah, give us that ta'alluq with you, my Allah. That ma'iyyat with you, my Allah. That nisbat with you, my Allah. Oh my Allah, hum to bohat kamzor hai. Ya Allah, we are weak, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are your makhluq, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are aziz and hakeem, my Allah. Subhanak, oh my Allah. You are free from any type of fault or blemish, my Allah. You've got no weakness, no deficiency, no shortcoming, my Allah. You are supreme, ya Allah. Ya Allah, everything is in your control, my Allah. Oh my Allah, help us, ya Allah, to change our conditions, my Allah. Make us naik and salih, ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us among the dhakirin and shakirin, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us among the muhsineen, my Allah. Make us among those who will do good deeds, my Allah. Ya Allah, with those who you'll become pleased with, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from your azab, ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not become angry with us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we know, ya Allah, we have become so stubborn, my Allah. Our nafs has become so stubborn, my Allah. Ya Allah, the only hijabah, the avails over our souls, my Allah. Oh, my Allah. We want the radiance of your nur, my Allah. Your light, my Allah. Ya Allah, to penetrate into the deep recesses of our hearts, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, grant us that nur, my Allah. The nur of your muhabbat, ya Allah. The nur of your ma'rifat, my Allah. The nur of your ta'alluq, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you become ours, my Allah. Make us yours, my Allah. Tu amara banja, ya Allah. Hame tera bana le, ya Allah. Ya Allah, besides us, ya Allah, you've got so many other makhlouqat, ya Allah. You've got so many other things that you have created, my Allah. You are independent, my Allah. You are samad, you are ghani. You don't require any person, my Allah. You don't require any makhlouq, my Allah. Ya Allah, but us, besides you, we have got nobody else, my Allah. For us, we've got nobody else besides you, my Allah. You are our malik and khaliq and raziq, my Allah. You are Aziz and Hakim, Mu'izz and Mudhill and Sami' and Basir, and Hakam and Adal and Latif and Khabir, my Allah. You are Rahman and Rahim. You are Malik and Kareem. You are Mughni and Samad. Oh, my Allah, you've got such beautiful names and qualities, my Allah. You've got such beautiful names and qualities, my Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka hubbak, wa hubba man yuhibbuk, wa hubba amalin yuballighuna ila hubbik. Oh, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us, ya Allah, tawfiq of doing amal saliha, ya Allah. Allah, make us do good deeds, my Allah. Help us, give us that himmat, ya Allah, to refrain from all wrongs and all evil and all filthy actions, may Allah. All morbid and filthy actions, may Allah. Allah, protect us from making zina of our eyes, may Allah. And zina with our private parts, may Allah. Protect us from theft, may Allah. Protect us from all evil, ya Allah, from all sins, may Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, jain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, yaqeen, your dhat, may Allah. Give us that bond with you, may Allah. Ya Allah, give us best of dunya and the best of akhirat, may Allah. Ya Allah, open the floodgates of your mercy, may Allah. Open your floodgates of your rozi upon us, may Allah. Make our rizbi halal, ya Allah. Give us halal rozi, may Allah. Ya Allah, give us plentiful, may Allah. Make us use it in the correct way, may Allah. Help us to feed the poor, the widows, the orphans, and the needy, may Allah. Ya Allah, make us have a good character, may Allah. Don't make us deceive our customers and cheat them, may Allah. Don't make us lie, may Allah. Ya Allah, make us become loyal bandas, may Allah. Make us show the non-Muslim the truth of Islam, ya Allah. The light of Islam by means of our akhlaq and our actions, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you bless the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with iman and hidayat, ya Allah. Make each one of us beacons of hidayat, may Allah. Ya Allah, da'awat al-tabliqi mahnat al-qabool. Ya Allah, the mehnat of the khankas and the mashayikh, ya Allah. Make it be easy and accepted, may Allah. Madaris, makatib, ya Allah. Darul ulum, ya Allah. Whatever khidmat different people are making of your deen, may Allah. All jais works, ya Allah. Whatever good work is taking place, ya Allah. Make it be am and tam, ya Allah. Oh, may Allah, unite our hearts, may Allah. Ya Allah, unite our hearts, may Allah. Ya Allah, help us, ya Allah, to show respect to our elders, may Allah. And our seniors, ya Allah. And our parents, may Allah. Make us the coolness of the eyes, may Allah. Make our children become the coolness of our eyes, may Allah. Make our youth become the coolness of our eyes, may Allah. Protect them from taking drugs, may Allah. Protect them from gambling dens, may Allah. Protect them from rave dens, may Allah. Protect them from disco dancing, may Allah. Protect them from violent evil actions, may Allah. Don't make us live a life of base, ya Allah, and filth, may Allah, of humiliation, may Allah. With what face will we face Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the day of Qiyamah, ya Allah? How will we face the Sahaba Ikram, who will show Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on the day of Qiyamah, they will have wounds that they can be proud of, ya Allah, that they endured in your path, may Allah. Oh, may Allah. Rasulullah's teeth became shattered on Uhud, may Allah. Ya Allah, his blood, ya Allah. Ya Allah, fell on the, ya Allah, from his body, ya Allah, in Taif, may Allah. He was pelted with stones, may Allah. A camel intercepted his face on his back, may Allah. Ya Allah. Rasulullah endured so much of hardships, ya Allah. All this for his ummah, may Allah. Still in sajda, he cried for his ummah. Allahumma ummati. Allahumma ummati. Allahumma ummati. Oh, may Allah. We have become such disloyal ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have discarded his teachings, may Allah. We have discarded his way of life. Oh, may Allah. We don't find any kamal in his life anymore, may Allah. Ya Allah, when his life is akmal, ajmal, and ashal, it is the most perfect way of life. Help us to imbibe this way of life and his teachings into our lives, may Allah. Make it be part of our way of life, may Allah. Make us see the noor of sunnah in our lives, may Allah. Ya Allah, grant us jannatul firdaus, ya Allah. Protect us from every type of fitna, ya Allah. Big and small, ya Allah. Especially the fitna of Dajjal, ya Allah. Protect us, ya Allah. Our parents, our wives, our children, our family members, our relatives, ya Allah. Protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Protect our najal and our nasal and our progeny, ya Allah. Ya Allah, from the fitnas of Dajjal, may Allah. Ya Allah, new fitnas are coming up every day, may Allah. And we are getting in, ya Allah, engulfed in these fitnas, may Allah. Protect us from all sides. Allahumma fazna min bayni aydina wa min khalfina wa an aymanina wa an shama'inina wa min fawqina wa min tahtina wa min tahtina. La ilaha illallah al-halim al-kareem. Subhanallah rabbil arsh al-azim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Nas'aluka mujibat rahmatik wa azaim maghfiratik wa al-ghanimata min kulli bir wa al-salamata min kulli ith. La tada' lana dhanban illa ghafarta. La tada' lana dhanban illa ghafarta. ولا هم إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين يا إله العالمين. ظلمنا أنفسنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. Oh, may Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, Ya Allah, give them shifa kamila, ajil mustaqir daim, Ya Allah. Give them complete shifa, Ya Allah. So many underwent operations, Ya Allah. So many in hospital, Ya Allah. So many at home, Ya Allah. There are people who have aged, Ya Allah. They are elderly ones, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they are feeling that they are muhtaj and asma, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give them khatamot iman, Ya Allah. Give them an easy mot with iman, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, become pleased with the ummat of Rasulullah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Allah, protect us from all deadly diseases, Ya Allah. Protect us from drought and famine, Ya Allah. Protect us from floods and all hurricanes and all musibats, Ya Allah, and all masaib, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us afiyat from all bala. Ya Allah, all those who are marhum, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all those who have passed on, Ya Allah. Grant them jannatul firdaus, Ya Allah. Give the family sabr jameel, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make it be easy for the families, Ya Allah. There are so many who are widows now, Ya Allah. So many who are orphans, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant the entire ummah barakat, rahmat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, may give us shahadat in your path, Ya Allah. اللهم ارزقنا شهادة في سبيلك والموت ببلد حبيبك صلى الله عليه وسلم يا الله give us موت يا الله in مدينة شريف give us بريل in جنة البقيع يا الله يا الله in the condition that you are most pleased with us يا الله in the condition that you are most pleased with us يا الله يا الله we've got no actions يا الله no amal to present before you يا الله يا الله there is no other way out for us يا الله besides having hope and رجاء in you يا الله Ya Rajana, Ya Rajana, Ya Allah, forgive us, May Allah, forgive us, May Allah. Ramadan is, Ya Allah, approaching, May Allah. Ya Allah, we are excited, May Allah. We are waiting for the month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, make it be the best of Ramadan in our life, May Allah. Give it to us with afiyat, May Allah. Oh, May Allah, with barakat and rahmat, May Allah. Make us spend every single moment of Ramadan in the way that you are most happy and pleased with, Ya Allah. Don't make us waste our time, Ya Allah. Give us the taqat and strength, Ya Allah, and that health, Ya Allah, to keep our fast correctly, our taraweeh, our tilawat, our dhikr, and all our ibadat and i'tikaf, Ya Allah, and grant us laylatul qadr, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, have mercy upon us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us, Ya Allah, shahad in your path, and give us, Ya Allah, jannatul baqi, Ya Allah. On the day of Qiyamah, at least we can be granted the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, at least we get the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah. Grant us the Hawza Kawthar, Ya Allah. From the Mubarak hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Do not deprive us on the day, my Allah. Make Rasulullah be waiting for us, my Allah. With a smile on his face, my Allah. We want to go running to him, my Allah. We can just place our heads on his Mubarak shoulders, my Allah. On his Mubarak shoulders, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannat with Him, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannat with Him, my Allah. Overlook our weaknesses and faults and shortcomings, my Allah. And all our evil, my Allah. Ya Allah, raise us in the day of Qiyamah in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the Sahaba ikram, my Allah. Make us enter Jannat without any reckoning, ya Allah. Protect us from the azab of the qabr and azab of Jahannam, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever hajat our brothers have tonight, my Allah. They are elderly ones sitting with us, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are young ones, Ya Allah. Masoom children, Ya Allah. They are ulama'i kiram, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many people, Ya Allah, mothers and sisters, Ya Allah, listening over the receiver. Ya Allah, we have got such hopes in you, my Allah. Ya Allah, there is no other Allah we can turn to, my Allah. There is no other door we can turn to, my Allah. Ya Allah, we will continue raising our hands to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are well aware that you never get tired, my Allah. We will ask and ask and we'll get tired, my Allah. You never become exhausted, my Allah. Ya Allah, sleep doesn't overtake you, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, your khazanas are full, my Allah. Your treasures are full, my Allah. You give and you give, Ya Allah, and nothing becomes, your treasures experience no shortage whatsoever, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, give us some of that khazana of yours, my Allah. Tonight, bless us, my Allah. Change the qibla of our lives, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us become pabund with our salat, oh, 5 times salat. Ya Allah, tonight you fill the masjid, Ya Allah. With your tawfiq, Ya Allah. Your kindness upon us. We are so useless, Ya Allah. It is not our doings, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept our salat, my Allah. Every single salat, my Allah. Every single day, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our masjid be full and abad, my Allah. Ya Allah, we beg you, Allah. Give us that understanding in shu'ur, my Allah. We made false promises to you on every big night, my Allah. Ya Allah, we lied to you, my Allah. How many Ramadans in Laylul Qadr we cried and cried, my Allah. How many occasions when we went for Umrah, we held the ghilaf By multazam, we promise you many things by Allah, that now we will change in our lives by Allah. Ya Allah, on so many auspicious nights, Ya Allah, on so many auspicious occasions, and so many times in our lives, Ya Allah, when we were in problems and difficulties, and when you removed the difficulties, then we became so happy, and we made such promises to you, my Allah, that we have not fulfilled a single promise as yet, my Allah. Ya Allah, we promise to you that we will come and make our 5 times salat with jamaat, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have not done it, my Allah. Ya Allah, give the ummah this understanding, my Allah. We want everything to change. We want the condition to change. We are not prepared to change ourselves, my Allah. At least tonight, give us a shu'ur, my Allah. Just salat in our lives, my Allah. At least salat in our lives. 5 times salat with jamaat for the men, my Allah. And our ladies at home, ya Allah. Without becoming lazy and not reading it at the last few seconds of our life, of the time, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us pardon on our salat. Make us among those who establish salat. Ya Allah, grant us the blessings of those who establish salat. Do not make us like munafiqeen, my Allah. Remove the nifaq from our hearts, my Allah. Remove this hypocrisy from our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have become hypocrites, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have become hypocrites in our amal, my Allah. Our actions are exactly like those munafiqeen, my Allah. Forgive us, ya Allah. Tonight, remove the shirk we have in our hearts. Remove the nifaq we have, my Allah. And remove the pride, the jealousy, the enmity, the vengeance we have in our hearts. The pride, the arrogance, the anger. Cleanse our hearts, my Allah. Husband and wife, create the jawr and muhabbat, my Allah. How many are suffering, my Allah? So many. Ya Allah, what can we do, my Allah? We are just a makhluk of yours, my Allah. All we can do is cry, my Allah. So many are being abused, my Allah. Ya Allah, they've got no other thing to do. They're saying we are making sabr and sabr. There's no more sabr we can make. Ya Allah, so many are caught up with illicit relationships, my Allah. They've got halal wives. Ya Allah, on this night of Mi'raj, when Rasulullah was shown Jahannam, and among the things that he was shown, my Allah, was his 2 pots of food, of meat, one with raw meat and one with cooked meat. And the people were not eating and partaking of the cooked meat, they were eating the raw meat. Ya Allah, when your beloved Rasulullah asked the angels, what are they doing? The angel said that this is your ummah, the people, some people of your ummah. Despite having halal husbands, halal wives, they still went and had relationship with haram. Oh my Allah, protect us from zina, protect us from riba, protect us from all evil, ya Allah. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. Ya Allah, give us ikhlas, my Allah. Give us sincerity, ya Allah. Use us for the khidmat of your deen with ikhlas, my Allah. Make us a means of hidayat, ya Allah. Of billions and of billions of people, ya Allah. Changing the conditions, ya Allah. Entering in the fold of Islam. And so many, ya Allah, and all of them turning towards you, ya Allah. And becoming your walis, my Allah. Ya Allah, tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, before we terminate our dua, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove all the wrongs that we are doing from our lives, my Allah. Ya Allah, make each one of us your true wali, ya Allah. Nothing is impossible for you, my Allah. Ya Allah, nothing is impossible, ya Allah. Ya Allah, if you make us your friend, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, then we are successful, my Allah. Shaitan will become naraz, my Allah. Ya Allah, if you don't make us your friend, ya Allah. Shaitan will become shaitan friend, ya Allah. What will happen to us, my Allah? اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما Allah, whatever jais, murads, our brothers have, and our sisters, my Allah, accept each person's desire and dua tonight, ya Allah. Whatever his difficulties, social problem, domestic problem, financial problem, he's got qaraz on his head, he's got some sickness, some illness, what, some worry. Ya Allah, so many people have got court cases, some are in prison, some have got this worry and that. Ya Allah, whatever fear, whatever worry, whatever difficulty, whatever hardship, especially our brothers who are here tonight, and especially our mothers and sisters, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, remove those difficulties. Remove those difficulties completely, ya Allah. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين